Evening, September 23rd, continuation of questions by African Intelligentsia.
Yes, sir, Ed.
What is our beginning today? Why are we existing?
What is that question?
You ask.
That I have already answered, that there is no beginning. Because we are part and parcel of God. God is ever existing. Therefore, His parts and parcels are also ever existing. There is no beginning. We are taking into account of beginning because we have got this material body. The material body has beginning. Just like this material body is taken into account when it is born. But the spirit soul is ever existing. The beginning means the beginning of this material world. The spirit soul has no beginning, no end. That's why in this present life you can realize that, as I explained yesterday, that you had a body, a baby hope. And then you had a body of boyhood, now you have got a body of youthhood. The body is changing, but you are the same. You can remember when you were playing with other children, your childish body. The same you, who is still existing in this body. He was in that childhood body. Similarly, when you get old, old means your body gets old. Just like I'm old man. I can remember my childhood. I can remember my youthhood. So, this soul is existing, but the body is changed. Therefore, the soul existed before getting this body, and soul continued to exist after annihilation of this body. Is it clear? Therefore, the soul is ever existing. There is no beginning, no end. The end and beginning is calculated in terms of this body, material body. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated there that this change of body is going on, so when this body will be changed, tatha dehantaram prapti, antaram, another. After giving up this body, the soul gets another body, dehantaram. Dhiras tattva namuhiyati. Those who are sober, those who are educated, intelligent, they do not build. They know that this soul has now left this body and it has gone to another body. That's why if I leave this apartment, any one of you will understand that I have gone to another apartment. That not because I have left this apartment, it does not mean that I am no longer existing. This is the position of the soul. We can experiment or verify this knowledge even in this life. The same example, that I was existing in my childhood body, I was existing in my boyhood body, I was existing in my youthhood body. The body is changing, but I am there. So, I will exist when this body is changing. Is there any difficulty to understand? Exactly the same way when your childhood body is no longer, how you are existing? Well, after all, at the present moment, you haven't got your childhood body. Similarly, when you will not have this body, why not another body? What is the difficulty? You have got experience in this life that you are existing in your body when it was baby. Just like this child, when he grow up, the father, mother will not cry or lament, "Oh, where is my son? Where is my son?" He know that my son has got another body, but he's existing. Therefore, the very word is used, dhīra stattva namuyati. Dhīra. Dhīra means those who are sober, cool-headed. Dhīra sattva namayati. Exactly the same example, that these so many children there are, when they will grow up, the mother will not lament. The mother knows that my child is there, the body has changed. Another example can be given, that if somebody has seen a child, say 1 year old child, and he is absent, it is my practical experience, one of my god brother, he left home when his child was 1 year old. And then after 25 or 30 years, his boy came to see him, he could not recognize him. Why? There is a change of body. One had to introduce his son. "This is your son." "Oh." Similarly, we are changing body, but the same son, he could not recognize. There are many instances. Just like there is a story of Sorabrostam. You know? The father killed his boy. They did not know, their father and son, and they fought. And when the boy was killed, then his father knew, "Oh, he's my son." Aye. But the body is changing, but the soul is there. Why Rustam lamented for killing his child? Because he could not recognize that he was my child. I could not, because he was long away from home. So he killed his child. This is very simple fact. Try to understand, this is the first beginning of spiritual education. Unless one understands that spirit soul is everlasting, nitya sāsatoyam na hannati hannamāne sarīre. That is the description in the Bhagavad Gita, that the spirit soul is eternal. It does not annihilate after the annihilation of this body. And this spirit soul has no beginning. The spirit soul is part and parcel of God. As God is ever existing, similarly the spirit soul is ever existing. Just like as the sun is existing, the sun sign is also existing. The example of the spirit soul is like the molecular parts in the sun sign. The sun sign is combination of so many atomic signing particles. This is scientific. They are different. The sun signing particles, they are different. But because they are combined together, everything is atomic combination. In water also, land also, similarly the sun sign is combination of molecules, signing molecular parts. So as the sun is existing, the sun sign is also existing. Similarly, as God is existing, the part and parcel of God, signing particles, spirit soul, they are also existing. They are also existing. Just clear this point, any one of you. First of all, clear this point. That is the first step for advancing spiritual education. What is the difficulty in understanding?
Difficult. When I die in proper my...
You don't die, that is my problem.
My form dies.
Body dies, yes. That's like if you change this death.
Now the soul will be given to somebody else, probably. Is that what you say?
The soul will be given to somebody else?
No.
After it leaves this body, the soul is given to somebody else?
Yes. Somebody else that I have explained. Karmana Devane Trena Jantat Diha Bhapattai. According to your karma, according to your desire, karma means desire. At the time of your death, if your desire will create a situation, mental situation. That's like a businessman always thinking of his business. Thief is always planning how to steal. A professor is always thinking how to make a solution of the mathematical problem. Everyone has got different concepts. So, at the time of death, the consciousness created by you, by your present activities, will carry you to similar body.
The example is given just like we are flying through a rose garden. It carries very nice flavor. Similarly, the air passing through filthy place, it carries very bad smell. Is it not? Yeah? Similarly, the mind, intelligence and ego is very subtle, subtler than the air. It carries a certain consciousness and that creates anandamaya. The soul is carried by that consciousness and put into the womb of a particular type of mother through the semina of the father, and the soul grows born in the womb of the mother. Just like a tiger grows the tiger body, a man grows a man's body, a hog grows a hog's body. The body is grown in the mother's body, and when it is complete, it comes out and begins its work. Therefore, this human form of life is a chance to understand his real position. In other life, other than human form of life, they are coming by nature's law, by evolution, transmigration. Evolution, Darwin's theory of evolution. By the process of evolution, just like there is evolution in human life, there are 4,000 species of human life. There are 8,400,000 species of different forms of life. So, other than human beings, there are 8,000,000 forms. Under the human form of life, there are 4,000 human species of life. Therefore, we find so many varieties. The two bodies will never coincide exactly in different forms of life. So when one comes to the human form of life, never mind whether it is highly advanced civilized life or uncivilized life, the human form life has got a special privilege to understand his position. It doesn't matter whether he is European or American or Indian, a Brahmin and Shudra. These are of course bodily differentiation. But the human consciousness is there. Therefore, if we utilize this human consciousness and try to understand our constitutional position, what I am. And if I can understand that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, then my life is better. So, this understanding, this education, is not hampered. It is not that only the Indian Brahmins will be able to understand and not the Africans will be able to understand. No, everyone will be able to understand. Because that human consciousness is there. So, my request to you African people is that you are now a growing nation. You try to grow from the solid basic principles of life, understanding the spiritual understanding. then your life will be very much successful.
Will be an example in the world. At the present moment, people are degrading. Degrading in this sense, that instead of understanding his spiritual basis of life, they are understanding on the material basis of life, which is not. He is not this body. But we are trying to adjust things on this bodily concept of life. The United Nations, they are trying to adjust things, but the basic mistake is there, that all the people assembled there, they are in bodily concept. Therefore they cannot make any solution. And actually it has happened. They are trying for so many years, but because they are in bodily concept of life, according to Bhagavad, they are all ashes. Dasyatma buddhi kunati tidhaduke sadhik kalatta visubhoma ijjadi jatitha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu avigyesu saiva gokhar. Person, Dasyatma buddhi kunati tidhaduke. Kunapet, this is a bear of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. According to Ayurveda, this body is developed on three material principles. Kapha, pitta, pitta, vayu, air. Kapha, pitta, vayu. The Ayurvedic treatment is on these three principles. Their method of treatment is, they can feel the pulse, and by the beating of the pulse, they can understand how these three elements are working. And on that principle, immediately, there are formulas in the Ayurveda, that if the pulse is beating like this, then the position of the body is like this. So they will inquire from you the symptoms, and if you say yes, then immediately they will prescribe medicine. That is Ayurvedic. So this body, you may not understand what is kapha pitta vayu, but we can understand it very easily, that if you dissect this body, you will find some mucus, some blood, some muscles, some bones, and so on. But does it mean that I am a combination of bone, muscles, blood, urine and stool? Has such intelligence is coming from bones and bites and urine and stool? No. Therefore, anyone who is accepting this body as a self is an ass. Can you combine intelligence by combining the stool, urine and blood and bones and bites and mucus? Can you make a human intelligence? Is it possible?
No, I don't think.
That's not possible. They are scientists, but if you analyze this body, you'll find all these things. So the bile and the bones and the stool and urine and blood can be found outside us. So if you combine them and produce an intelligence like a great scientist or great philosopher, that's not possible. Therefore, Bhagavad says, the sattva buddhi kunapi tidhaduke. If we accept this combination of these three dhatus as self, then we are nothing but ass. Therefore, the first spiritual understanding is that we should try to understand
that I am not this body. That is Vedic education. Aham Brahmasmi. Just to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma. And when you come to that understanding, then you actually become happy. Na sochati na kankati brahma bhuta. When you come to that understanding of spirit soul, then there is no more lamenting and no more hankering. We are embarrassed by two things. What we haven't got, we are simply hankering after it. Just like you, African people or Indian people, they hankered after independence. They got independence. India has got independence. But where is the happiness? It was simply hankered. So long we shall be in body, we consist of life. These two things, hankering and allergy. Hankering after something which you do not possess and lamenting after something which you have lost. So as soon as you come to the spiritual understanding, there is no more hankering and lamenting. This is the sign. Na sochati na kankati samasarvesu bhuteshu. At that time one can see all people, all living entities equal, universal brotherhood. That is the real platform. So they are trying to establish the universal platform, brotherhood, on the platform of this ashes understanding. I am this body. And how the ashes can make universal brotherhood? Is it possible? No, they cannot do. Ashes are ashes. Sarva go khara. Khara means ashes. The shaku buddhi guna buddhi. That's the first of all. First education should be that for our students, formerly, were sent to Gurukul to have the spiritual understanding, brahmacharya, that I am not this birth, I am spirit soul. So where is the soul activity? For us, throughout the whole world, the activity of soul can be seen in this Krishna consciousness movement. No bodily activity. This boy, Brahmananda Swami, his father has got very lucrative manufacturing concern. He's manufacturing the plastic boxes. Very profitable business. But he has left his eldest son, very beloved son, pet son. But he has left. Why? Because he has come to the spiritual understanding. He has understood that there is nothing to do with this material engagement. So unless people come to the spiritual understanding, there is no question of unitedness. It is simply blocked or impossible. It is not possible. The first education is to know yourself, what you are. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the spirit soul. I am not this one. So is it clear that you are existing. A body is changed. Similarly, when this body will be changed, you will exist. What is the difficulty to understand this simple fact? I am existing after changing so many bodies in this life. I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man. So, I am now an old man. So when I give up this body, why shall I not exist? What is the difficulty to understand? This is first understanding.
My real identity is spirit, soul, what do I look like? What do I really look like?
That you can understand by analogy. You look like with two hands and two heads, two legs and one head. Unless you have got a head, you have got two hands, you have got two legs, how this body has developed with hands and legs. This body is called dress. Just say if you go to a tailor, he immediately measures your hands and legs and makes your coat and shirt. Similarly, unless you have got hands and legs and head, how these head and legs and hands have come out? Is it very difficult to understand what is your form? You can understand your form by the form of your dress. If this body is dressed, then from the form of the dress you can understand your own form.
But very small?
Certainly. That is also described. That is 1/10,000th part of the tip of the head. Esādra sadvādasya sadudhāpalpitasya jīva bhāvasa vijñāya sa anantāya kalpate. Anantāya, many, innumerable, unlimited number. Sa anantāya kalpate. Nitya nityanam trinam chetananam eka bhavanam vidadati kamanam. These are Vedic injunctions. As we have got a spiritual body, very small, similarly the personality of Godhead, he has got a spiritual body. Your mind?
Just the right moment.
So there is no difficulty to understand your form. You are not formless. That cannot be.
So this spirit spark, this very small spark, has form.
Yes. That spirit spark is the microbic germ and in the elephant also. They have got different bodies. But the same spirit soul is there.
Now which one of these two, body and spirit, makes probably good or bad activities? Is it body or soul?
Good and bad activities, they have to follow. This life, in your state, there is law book. And the law book, it is said, you do not do this. You do this. If you are doing, that's why you are marching in your railway department. So there are what is called regulated books.
Regulations. Regulations.
Regulation books. So if you follow the regulation, that is good. If you don't follow the regulation, that is bad. That is the standard of good and bad. So as you have got in the railway department some regulatory principles, so why not in the big, gigantic, universal state some principles which is given by God. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is stated, dharmam tu sākṣād bhagavatthanīta. Religion means the regulative principle given by God. You cannot manufacture religion. Religion means regulative principle given by God. That is religion. Mr. Patel, is that all right? Regulative principles given by God is religion. Is there any defect in the definition?
I don't understand that.
Just like you have got regulative principles given by your railway authorities, is it not?
Yeah.
Similarly, the regulative principles which are given by God, that is called religion.
Which are these?
Huh?
Which are these?
That you find from the religious book. Just like in Christian religion book, the regulative principle is given, Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. But if you are killing, then you are not Christian. You are violent, you are becoming sinful.
Now, is it also, I mean, dealing in Krishna's book or philosophy?
In any book, we're not doing it. Religion means regulative principles given by God. That is religion. Any religion, you say, Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, they are regulative principles. So if you follow the regulative principles, then you are following the orders of God, then you are religious. So religious, different types of religions are created according to time, circumstances and people. Just like in Christian religion, the first commandment is thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. That means it was preached among certain classes of men who were engaged in matters of killing. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why this commandment? Thou shalt not kill. So there are different classes of men. Therefore, we find different types of religion. Whereas there are men very high advanced who have nothing to do with killing, their instruction is different. Their instruction is to try to understand that you are spirit soul, you are not this matter. And one who cannot understand these principles, the primary moral principles are taught, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not kill. So, this is also religious principle, that is also religious principle. Just like in pocket dictionary, this is called also dictionary. And the whoever said international, this is very big volume. That is also dictionary. But that dictionary is meant for a class of men, and this dictionary is meant for another class of men. But both of them are dictionary. Similarly, the different types of religious system is due to different types of men. But when you actually come to spiritual understanding, then you have to understand yourself, self-realization, that you are not body, you are not matter, you are spirit soul. Mr. Saab, just try to put some question. Let us try to understand this.
Weren't you asking also that which of these two creates good and bad activities, the body or the soul?
Well, I don't understand actually, isn't it? Whether it's body which makes bad activities or good activities, or it's soul itself which decides to make these good activities or bad activities.
Body is the instrument. Just like I want to drink this water, so this tongue is the instrument to taste it. And when I taste this water, my thirstiness immediately gone. The tongue is the instrument of tasting this water. Similarly, if I desire some hot particular type of environment, Krishna or God gives me a type of instrumental body, and I can get it. Body is the instrument. The Sanskrit word is called koran. Koran. Koran means doing. Koranena. Koranena means by the instrument. By the bodily instrument. So, we are given. God is so kind that if I desire to enjoy something, I can give you another example. You'll find that the hog, it eats stool, and it has got a different type of mouth. A tiger has got different type of mouth. A human being has got a different type of mouth. A different instrumental body. That body is offered by superior management. Daiva netrena. Daiva means superior. Or godly. Netrena by supervision. You are not the maker of your body. Is that right? Your body is made different, my body is made different, his body is different. Therefore, I am not the maker of the body. I can desire that I want to enjoy this type of facility. And God gives you a type of body to enjoy that facility.
So should one believe and that when he's born a thief, he's born a murderer, he's born good, his soul, is his soul which is born all this way?
Soul is always good. But, just like the example is, just like fire, and the sparks of the fire, fire is also fire, and the small sparks of the fire, they are also fire, is it not? Fire. You have seen sparks of fire?
Yeah.
Are they not fire?
Yeah, also.
But sometimes they fall. out of the fire. And when it is out of the fire, it is no longer fire, it is extinguished. Is it not? You have seen so many fireplaces and there are so many sparks. And as soon as the spark out of the fire, it is extinguished. A minute before it was fire, but as soon as it falls down, separated from the fire, it is no longer fire. It is fire, but the potency of fire illuminating is gone. Similarly, come on. Similarly, we are also fire. But as soon as we are separated, as soon as we are separated from God, our that fire quality, illuminative quality is lost. The spiritual illuminative quality. But it can be revived. If that spark, that particle of coal or carbon, if it is again put into the fire, it will become. So by our desire to Lord in offer the material nature, we have come in this material world. And God has given us facility that you enjoy this material world to your best capacity. And we are doing that. There is hard struggle for existence, but we are not happy.
If then, as you say, that you have, I have, soul just like, an African is having a soul like nation, American and such. Now why then do we have, I mean, all these different minds or divisions, like Hindus and religions?
That is the constitution of mind.
It's just like, mind. So,
you are sitting here, but others, they left. The mind dictated what things are sitting. You cannot utilize this situation. So that is the business of the mind. Accepting and rejecting. We sometimes accept something which we like, and we sometimes reject, which you do not like. Well, that is the way of mind's constitution, position is like that. Accepting and rejecting. And that we are doing. We are accepting so many things and rejecting again. This acceptance and rejection is going on perpetually, being controlled by the mind. But when you become controller of the mind, then your life is over. That is called, in Sanskrit word, Shami, Goshami. When, at the present moment, we are being controlled by the senses and the mind. And when you become actually the controller of the mind and senses, just like a gentleman has got good business and he has given all power to the manager has become so powerful that he is trying to control over the master. But if the master becomes strong and controls over the manager, then it is nice. And if the master becomes indolent and is controlled by the manager, then it is dangerous. So at the present moment, in our material existence, we are being controlled by the manager, mind. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That you can make your mind friend and enemy. If you can train your mind, it becomes your friend, so that you can come to Krishna consciousness
and become liberated. And if you train your mind in such a way that it becomes your enemy, it drags you to the hell. Therefore, the yoga system is an attempt to control over the mind. Yoga, Indriya Sangyama. Yoga means to control over the mind and the senses. That is yoga. By bodily exercise, there is process, mechanical process, to control over the body and the senses. Because this stimulation, this condition, material condition is due to my mind. I am desiring in different way. Adanta gobhi visatanta mishram. Adanta means uncontrolled. Go means indriya. Therefore goshami. Go means senses. One has become the master of the senses. He is called Goshami, Ashami. The sannyasi is called Sami because he is supposed to have control over his mind and senses. Because we are being driven to the hellish condition. Adanta gobhi, visatam, tamisham. Tamisham means the darkness of material world. Adanta means uncontrolled. At the present moment I am sold and put under the control of the mind. I cannot control it. Therefore, the mind is dragging me to the darkest region of this material existence. Adanta gobhi visadanta mishram punah punachar vichachar bananam. And what I am doing? Repeating the same thing. Chewing the children. Punah punachar vichachar bananam. Matinna krishne parato satoba mitobi padveda brihabhratanam. Adanta gobhi visatanta mishram punah punachar vichachar bananam. So if we study all the statements in the Vedic literature, then you come to the light. These are the facts. So human life is meant for this person, understand? It is not meant for imitating or being carried off by the propensity like the animal. The animals have no other business than how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sense enjoyment, and how to be fed. That is animal life. Animals are very much busy. Where is eating? Where I can eat? Where I can eat? Where I can stay? How can I be fed? How can I nest? How can I have sex life? These are the complete occupation of the mind and senses of the animal. But in the human form of life, there must be something extra. Therefore we find in human society there is some attempt for understanding God, and that is called religion. Vedaśya sarvai ahameva divyam. The Vedas giving instruction. But what is the purpose of Vedas? The purpose of Vedas is to understand God. Atato brahma jignyasa is Vedanta Sutra first verse. The human body should be utilized properly
It is a chance, otherwise we glide down again into the circle. If we remain in the circle, just like this morning I was explaining, there is a circle. You begin from here. You are advancing. You are advancing, but if you remain in the same circle, that means the advancing men again come to the same point. So by evolutionary process, from aquatic to plant life, to plant life to insect life, from insect life to bird's life, from bird's life to animal life, from animal life to human life, from uncivilized life to civilized life, this is called progress. But if the progress is in the same line, then again we become animal. Punap, punap, chandita, chandanana, again repeating. Change the truth. Again you become aquatic, again you become tree, again you become insects. This is what. So this is a chance. Human form of life is a chance to get out of this earth. Of repetition of birth and death. Jara marana mokshaya. Jara marana mokshaya. This is human. To get out of this circle. We are advancing. That's all right. Advance is the same. The circle means advance you are going. Just like in the world, around the world. You go going eastward, 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 again you come to the earth. That is not advancing. That is simply taking labor. Advancing is how to get out of this visitation birth and death. That is it.
Question. Yes, question.
It has been said by others, anyway, you'll excuse me to mention other religions. But when one is becoming Christian, his aim after all, he'll be going in heaven, or if he's burned, he'll be probably in hell. Now, this is the aim or problem of getting to one's ability of becoming a good Christian. What is the idea of Krishna's philosophy?
What is the idea of Krishna philosophy? Just as the Christians believe you go to heaven or hell after this life, what is the idea of Krishna philosophy?
Yeah, the same philosophy. It's not saying, come to me. You take it as him. But if you do not go to Krishna, then go to hell. The same thing I was explaining, that this human form of life is the point where you can go to hell or heaven. If you actually make progress, Dakta Viham Kunat Janmanai Vi Mami Vi Kaunteya, Krishna says, that after giving up this body, you don't come again to this material existence, but you come to me. Material existence means repetition of birth and death. So that is hell. And if you go back to home, back to Godhead, that's nice. Then you get free from this repetition of birth and death. Because the Christian idea, either you go to hell or to heaven, that is not bad, that is all right. It is your choice. Either you remain in the cycle of birth and death, or you get out of it, go back to God. That we are preaching our Krishna consciousness. So there is no difference. It may be
in different words, but there is no difference. It is a fact that this human form of life is a chance to get out of this birth and death, or going gliding down to hellish life. Now you may have a very nice body, but what is your next life? You do not know. Therefore you have to know. Now I have got this human form of body, I have got higher consciousness to understand. So I should understand what is my heaven and what is my hell. How I go to hell or how I go to heaven. So that statement is mine. The sister, what did he say, that either you go to hell
or heaven.
Or heaven. That's nice.
Swamiji, there is another thing. According to him, or what I understand also, that they say that heaven is somewhere up and hell is somewhere down, like that.
That is also.
But according to what you have said just now, we can take it also this way, isn't it? That suppose we just become with Krishna by our thinking, our thoughts, even at present. And the places we get, can that be heaven?
Yes.
Because
those who are in Krishna consciousness,
yes,
they are not in this material world, just like we are.
Mm.
We are not in Kenya. We are with Krishna.
Yeah. So
therefore we are in Vrindavan.
We are in heaven, isn't it?
Yes.
And those who are suffering, those who haven't got ideas of Krishna, or say those who are having some
Krishna, God is all pervading. So as soon as you get Krishna consciousness, immediately you are in Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti jogena jasivati sagunan samapita itan brahma jiyaya kalpati. Krishna says, mancha bhavicharini bhakti jogena, unadulterated bhakti yoga. One who is engaged in unadulterated bhakti yoga. Abhyavicharini means unadulterated, pure bhakti yoga. Such person, march abhyavicharini bhakti yogina just sevate. Sevate means offering service. So, that person, gunan, samapita, hitan. Samapita means completely being liberated from these three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. Then what is his position? Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. He is in the transcendental platform of spiritual understanding. Brahma bhuto prasannatma na sochati na tantati sama sarveshu bhuteshu adhvakti lavati param. As soon as one becomes in the transcendental platform of Brahma, then his signs are that he is no longer lamenting and no longer hankering, and he is equal to everyone. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti-lavati-param. Such person is eligible to enter into devotional service. Or, after this stage, one is elevated to the devotional service. And what is the effect of devotional service? Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschani tattata. He understands me by this devotional service. Bhaktya, he doesn't say by knowledge, by speculation, by philosophical speculation, or by karma, or by jnana, or by yoga. But he says particularly bhaktya. Bhaktya mama vijanati. What kind of understanding? Javan, Jasami, Tapat. As I am actually. So if you want to understand God, what He is actual, then you have to understand Him through bhakti. Bhaktiya, maam, abhijanati. And when he understands fully, tato maam, tato gatva, after understanding it fully, full knowledge, visadeva dhanantaram, he enters in the spiritual world. And as soon as you enter in spiritual, there is a normal life. If you don't enter in the spiritual life, you remain in the material life, then you'll have to accept one body after another. Go on, continue. Bhutta bhutya paliyate. Once he appears, and again he disappears. And that is called samsara, or repetition of birth and death. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving person a real light so that he can stop this repetition of birth and death and can go back to home, back to Lord.
You said that God cannot be approached except through bhakti.
Yes.
What does that mean, bhakti?
Bhakti is nine kinds of bhakti. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam. This savanam, that you are patiently hearing, this is bhakti. If you don't do anything, if you simply patiently hear and try to understand, your life will be complete. Don't require any education. God has given you these ears, but you must hear from the real person. If you hear from others, because without bhakta, nobody can give you. Bhaktyama vijayanati. Unless you become bhakta, you cannot understand God. And if you do not understand God, then what is the use of hearing from you? Therefore, so many nonsense are coming. They have no information of God. There is no benefit. But because these boys, these European boys and the American boys are hearing from the right source, they are getting immediately the profit. Because God cannot be understood without bhakti. So if we hear from a pure bhakta, then you understand God. It doesn't matter what is your state. But if you simply give patience here, savanam, then kirtanam. As soon as you are, just like these boys, they have heard, now they have come out for kirtanam, for glorifying the God. Then he son of a businessman, and I told him, that take the business of Mrs. Sharma. He's denying. He's denying. He has no more taste anymore. This young boy, a businessman's son, an American boy, a rich man's son. Why? Bhakti, parasana, bhava, virati, annatrasya. This is the taste of bhakti. Then he has no more an interest. Virakti yannatra syat. Immediately they will detest it. What is this nonsense? Just like a hungry man, if you give him food, he'll eat. But when his hunger is satisfied, he'll say, no, no, I don't. The bhakti is like that. True bhakti, bhaktanam janati. If you understand God, then you say, oh, no more, I'm interested in material. This is it. That's why there is a case of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was very much eager to have the empire of his father. And he wanted to please God to get this benediction. But when, by his parents and hostility, he saw God, he said, oh, I'm fully satisfied. I don't want him. Swami Tita Kosmi Varana Jati. My dear Lord, I'm completely satisfied. Spiritual understanding means complete satisfaction. You come to a stage when you become completely satisfied. No sochati, no kankati. There's no more hankering, no more lamenting. Brahma Bhuta. But if you do not educate people to the spiritual understanding, this hankering and lamentation will continue. I'll give you one example, a practical example. That's right, our Indian people came to Africa. That we go to Africa, there's very good field of business. They are hankering. And now, there are some inconveniences. They are lamenting. They have improved. Their hankering is fulfilled, but now they are lamenting that we have to leave because we are not citizens. Although they have riches, they have everything. So, once hankering and then lamenting, and one lamenting, then hankering. This is good. That's like pendulum. Tap, 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 tap. Therefore, Krishna says that don't remain in this platform of hankering and lamenting. Come to a platform where there will be no more hankering and lamenting. Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam vraj. So that is the business of human form of life, to stop this business of hankering and lamenting. And material life means the hankering and lamenting. Once hankering and then lamenting.
We met this gentleman today at a real estate agent's office.
I see. Oh, you invited him?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Very good. So you try to understand this Krishna consciousness level. Lord Chaitanya's mission was that every part and every corner of the world, this philosophy must be spread. So you are trying to spread this philosophy. You take advantage of it, try to understand it, and then take it. That is our mission.
Mr. I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Taking into account that we are not these bodies but the soul, what is the, what do we understand or say when we dream? You might dream now back probably in the USA and such thing, but you are here. What can we learn from that as far as the soul is concerned?
Dreaming. What is dreaming? How does that relate to the soul?
Dreaming is hallucination. You see? See, it is the business of the mind. Mind is creating some other body. Just as you are thinking that you have got a body flying in the sky. So even in dream you forget that you have got real body or another body who is lying on the bed. So it is a scientific fact. The mind creates by different desires, different types of body. That's a fact. And we forget the previous body. Just in dream, when you are dreaming, you forget that you are lying on the bed. You are active in a different way. So similarly, we had our past body, but we have forgotten. As soon as death means forgetting, we forget our past everything. That is death. That is death. In dreaming, we are also forgetting this body, but because it is not death, we are coming back again this body. And in early in the morning, we rise up to catch up our duties. Oh, we have to do this, I have to go there, and so on. But at night, while dreaming, you forget everything. So, this dream is another sample of death. Death. And as we are dreaming at night, as this is night dream, this our material life is day dream. It is also dream. Because what we create in the dream, that does not exist. Is it not a fact?
Yeah.
It exists for a few minutes only. So this dream also exists for a few years, that's all. This is also a dream. It is simply for a few years. But the, who is dreaming? That is spirit soul. So we have to understand, we come to that spiritual platform. That is your real business. Not dreaming either at night or day. That is not your business. Just try to understand. As dreaming at night is for few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or half an hour at most. Then it breaks. Everything is lost. Similarly, this material life is also dreaming for years. Say for 50 or 60 or 100 years. Then everything. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. Mrityu means getting away everything, what you have created by dream. As soon as this body is changed, you forget everything. That I was Mr. And such, I was African, I was American, I was these are black or white, everything forward. So it is also dreaming. And as in dreaming, sometimes we see the tiger has attacked me and I'm crying, or a ghost has come and catching me, or so many things, and crying. Sometimes it happens. But as there is no ghost, no tiger, still you are dreaming. There is ghost, there is tiger. Similarly, in this way, in this life also, we are thinking, he is my enemy, he is my friend. This is also dreaming.
Nobody is your enemy, nobody is your friend. We are created by dreaming.
So we have to get out of this dreaming at night and day and come to the Krishna platform. Then our life is perfect.
I've got another question. You say that man has got a mind that is higher than animals. That is why man tries to think more about God. Then why is it possible that man should be born, say, as a dog in the next life or something of the sort, if he has already passed this level of animal and has come to, I mean the soul, has come to the human society?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of him going back to the animal kingdom?
Because if you live like animals, then you go to animal again. If you live like man, then you keep yourself man. And if you think like God, then you go to God. That is your business. Jīra dhāvāṁ pratat dante tāṁ kataiva majāṁ mahaṁ vamo vatvānu vatthanti. This is the verse like this. So, if you prepare your life like animals, then you go to the animal kingdom. If you prepare your life like a human being, you will remain here in a human society. If you prepare your life godly, go to God. What do you think there? So that is the best benefit. You can prepare your life godly and go back to God. This is a chance, son. That's like you are in school. If you educate yourself nicely, in future you become very happy. And if you spoil your time, don't take education, and you will be a loafer. So this human form of life is a chance. Either you remain as human society, or you go back to Godhead, or you go back to animalhood. That is your business. Urdhvam gacchanti sattva-sva. They are elevated. Who are in the modes of goodness, madhete santi rajasa, those are in the modes of passion, they remain here. Jaganna gunavittisya adhova santi tamasa. And those make their character jaganna, must have dominance. They go to the animal. What is this? This is not stereotype. Oh, the soul is described in the Vedic literature as sarvada. He can go anywhere. He can go anywhere. Anywhere means he can go up, he can go down, or he can remain as he, according to his work. Just like even in this life, I can become illiterate, I can educate, and I can become educated if I try for that. The chance is there. The government is giving equal chance to everyone, but according to his own desire, one is going to the prison house, one is becoming the high court judge. As it is possible in this life, similarly, next life also, the same thing. You can elevate yourself to godly position and you can stay in position what you are and you can degrade yourself.
Got another question? If it is possible for a human soul to reincarnate in the body of an animal,
Does that mean that the souls are all the same, whether it's experiencing life in animal body or in human being body? Does it mean the souls are the same?
All souls are the same?
Yes. All souls are the same. Just like you are soul. You are in a black body. He is a soul. He is in white body. I am a different body. But the soul is the same. It is called dress. Bhasham Sujinnan is Bhaviyai. The body is dress. Because you are in white shirt and because he is in blue jersey, it does not mean you are different. You are the same. Similarly, we may have different bodies. A diet may have different bodies. And a godly man, a saintly man may have different bodies. But the soul is the same. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Pandita Samadarshina Vidyabhinaye Sampanni Brahmani Gabihastini Smriti Cha Sapati Cha Pandita Samadarshina. Vidyabhinaye Sampanna Brahma. According to Vedic civilization, a Brahmin with high learning, design, very gentle, he is considered to be the highest in the human society. The Brahmin, Vidyabhinaye Sampanni, if he poor, he does not make any distinction. Vidyabhinaye Sampanni, Brahmani, Gavi, Hattini, Suninti, Sattapati, Pandita, Samadarsha. That is funny, that is real life.
Got another question.
Hmm?
In the material form we have got big men, small men, big animals and small animals. Did you see?
Spiritual form there is no something.
There is no big soul and small soul.
No big soul, no small soul, all the same size.
Yeah, big soul is there. Big soul is God.
And apart from God?
A small soul, yes. Both of them, we are souls. The big soul is God. Just like you and me, we are small souls. So we are dominating over this small body. But God being big soul is dominating over everyone. That is written in the Bhagavad. Kshetragan chapi manvidhi sarva kshetresu bharata. Kshetragan. Kshetragan means the body, one who knows the body. Just like I am soul, I know that this is my hand, this is my leg. This is called kshetragan. Kshetra means this body. Jva means one who knows. So I know everything of my body. Not everything practically, but I know when I feel pain or pleasure, I can know. But I cannot know what is your pain and pleasure. Therefore, you are the master of your body, I am the master of my body. But Krishna says, Ketraman chapi man vidhi sarva kshetrisu bharata. But I am also kshetragan, I am also present in every body. That is super soul, a big soul. So there are two souls, big soul and a small soul. The small soul we are, and big soul is God. Big means all-pervading. God knows what you are thinking, what you are feeling. But I cannot know what you are thinking, what you are feeling. That one small soul and God is big soul. Just like I may be proprietor of this house, you may be proprietor of that house, But the state is provider of everything. There is big provider, the king. Similarly, we are soul, God is soul, Nitya Nitya Nam, Chaitana Chaitana Nam. Chaitana means living, Nitya means eternal. We are all living and eternal. God is also living and eternal. But Ekam Bhunam Vidudati Kamam, but that one maintains all the small. The God has provided food for everyone, all living entities. There are hundreds and thousands of living entities other than human beings. They have no business, they have no profession, but they have no economic problem. They have never seen a bird has died fasting or without food, or elephant has died without food. The elephant eats at a time 100 pounds, but he has got eating arrangement by God. The ant has eating only 1 grain, and it has got also arrangement. So ego bhunam yudhati kama, that one God, big soul, is maintaining all living entities. These are the basic Indians. And actually we are being maintained by God. He is supplying rain. From rain there is grain, and you are eating grain, therefore you are living.
If I'm not wrong, I think animals like chimpanzee and gorillas, they are considered as...
They are also supplied for food by God. Because near Africa, there are gorillas, and where they live, there is a kind of tree, and the fruits of that tree is harder than the iron bullet. Yes, the fruits of that tree, the nuts, so hard that you cannot break it by hammering. And the gorillas take it and they chew it by knife. So who has supplied these nuts there, where gorillas live? But I do know it. The gorillas in your country, and I have it in the book, that they are supplied with this food. Who is supplying this food? That is God. Eka bhunam vidudati kaman. Kaman means all things I want. But Krishna is supplying, God is supplying. We require sufficient water. Now there are roses, there are seeds, stock, and the water is salty, so that it may not decompose. And the sun is engaged to evaporate the water and make it cloud and distribute all over the globe. And it is stored on the mountain, just like tank, and it is coming down like pipe, river. Every element is there. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything being controlled by God. Purnamidam, Purnamada, Purnat, Purnam, Udachati, Purnatsa, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Avishishati. The God's arrangement is complete. He requires excessive amount of water. Let's see, there has to be water portion is 3/4. Immense water supply, immense air supply, immense light supply, immense food supply. Simply you are mismanaged. The birds, bees, animals can never feel any scarcity of food. That day I was saying the bird was dancing, the monkey. They jumping from one tree to another, enough food, they have no problem.
Except for the monkey eating bird.
That problem must be there. Otherwise, how will you understand that this is a miserable place? However you may be very expert in making adjustments, your food supply and everything is there. Still there will be trouble. That is called samsara dhavana. It cannot be happy here. Whatever you make arrangements, you will feel unhappy. Allah to come to the center. This is the problem.
Got another question. What is the difference between a wisdom and knowledge, say, as far as the spiritual understanding is concerned?
What is the difference between
the
what?
Difference between a wisdom and knowledge, between, as far as the spiritual understanding is concerned?
What is the difference between wisdom and knowledge?
Wisdom is knowledge. There is no difference. Knowledge is wisdom, wisdom is knowledge. There is no difference.
Which comes first?
Which comes first? Mm-hmm. It is already existing. Because you are living, there is knowledge. Wisdom you can say mature knowledge. That is something. But wisdom is also knowledge. Just like after experiencing, much experience, you become very wise. So wisdom you can say mature knowledge. So this is wisdom. To understand that I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of God, therefore my duty is to surrender unto God. He is big soul, I am small soul, he is providing me. Therefore it is my duty to take shelter. This is it. Bhavanam janvanam ante jnanavanamam prabhadvati. After many, many births of culturing knowledge, when it actually becomes wise, he surrenders unto me, Vasudeva-sarvam, samaha-sudhru. Who understand God is everything, that kind of great soul is very rare.
This will be outside our discussion. I understand that somewhere in the Himalayas mountains in India, there is a valley where the source of the saints normally meet.
He says, somewhere in the Himalaya mountains there is a valley where the saints meet.
The source of the
souls of
masters and the saints.
Well, not every person with me.
No, no, well, they will meet, they'll congregate. The souls of the saintly persons will congregate. You understand that there's a place in the Himalayas where the souls of the saintly persons congregate.
Yeah, that is possible. Right.
What do we see?
That can be possible, right, Himalaya? Yes, it can be possible. If you meet together, or Krishna consciousness, you are all good souls and gentle persons. A gentle person does not mean that he has got something extraordinary. That extraordinary is this wisdom to understand that. Very sensible. So Mahatma, Vasudeva Sarva, one who knows that God is everything, God is the original cause of everything, he is sensible.
This way.
power.
Yes.
Now, what is the business of Mahatma? Mahatma rastuman paatha daili praditi mahasita bhajanti ananya manasa. Mahatma means he is under the spiritual nature. Daili praditi mahasita. And what is the simple? Bhajanti ananya. He has no more business except serving Krishna. It is a quantity. Mahatmana Suman Prasadevi Prakriti Bhajanti. So to give oneself under the protection of spiritual nature and means, he becomes a devotee. He has no other way. Mahatmana Suman Prasadevi Prakriti Mahatmana.
See, I've got another question, this one also. I read in a certain book that, see, first of all, taking into consideration that life exists even in other planets apart from the Earth. Say, in Mars we've got people and more developed than ourselves. I read in a certain book that these people, they normally visit us and they've been seen in many occasions in the USA. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, because I just read it. Those are their
messages. Inhabitants of that planet, they can fly and they can go from one planet to another. That's a siddhalo. By mystic perfection, yoga, you can do that also. Anima lagima siddhi, you become light.
Now, this Lord Krishna, is he above them? You know, there are the idols worship them, the cows. Is he above them?
Is Lord Krishna above all other forms of God?
Yes, he is the Supreme God.
And then there is, it would appear there is another God above Krishna.
Then he is not Supreme. If he is Supreme, there cannot be any other God, superior to him.
You know there are so many gods they worship.
Not when a god is one.
Some people worship cattle.
God means, of course, God means controller. So controller, everyone of us is a controller. Some sort of controller. They say, Mr. Patel, he's controlling his business. He has many men working under him. You may be an officer. Governing. Men may be working under you. I am also a human being. So many of my disciples were working under me. So, if God means controller, that everyone is controlled. That's where everyone is God. But, the thing is, that we are not supreme control. I am controlling my disciples. But if your government says that you can't, preacher, you go ahead. I have to go. I cannot deny it. Therefore, although I am controlled, I am not supreme controlled. Similarly, Mr. Patel, when you control in his business, hundreds of men working under him. But, it's something that is not that you have to do like this, otherwise, this is leg. Anyone who finds he is controller, but he is controlled by somebody else. You take anyone, even your president, he does control it. So nobody is supreme controller. When it comes to a point, who is not controlled by anyone, that is all. That is what he says. He is controlling everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. So you say, if somebody comes before you and he says, I am God, take it. By that you are not controlled by anyone. If you are controlled by somebody else, then you are not God. But the people do not know what is the nature of God. This is the nature, simple nature. If some rascal comes, that I am God, to test him, that whether you are not controlled by anyone, then you are God, and then that's the rest of it. That is going on. Every day there is coming out a God. What kind of God is he? We don't accept that rascal is God. God is Krishna, because he has never controlled by anyone. It's not in our present. You are never controlled by anyone, but you control everyone. That's God. Matta parataram nanna kinki asti dhananya.
So, this word...
God is supreme control. That is the... what a small definition.
So Krishna means God.
Krishna means all attractive. He's all full controller.
Or
attractive.
Or attractive. So another one, Krishna. Krishna is a prophet, another prophet. With a message from God.
Krishna is God.
God.
In other words, it's another, Krishna is another name.
Krishna is
a
name of
blood.
Yes.
Because we are...
I can't name of Krishna. Krishna means
blood.
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 Black.
Black. Black.
And you are black. Similarly, Krishna is also black. But that does not mean any black man is God.
Then some light is thrown on this. Thinking, most of the people over here, they think that when the Indians are showing the respect towards cows, for some illiterate, when they go to the temple, the cow idols are there, they throw milk and all these so many things of that. People think that we are really worshipping them.
Yeah.
So, how far this one thinking is that when we pray, we afford good idols, some donkey,
because therefore you have to learn from your spiritual master. You cannot speculate. Tadvijnana samsa guru eva abhigacchi. Just as you are asking me, similarly you have to learn all these things from your spiritual master. Those are following Vedic civilization. They worship cow. That is necessary. The cow produces miracle food, milk. So if you want to have good bread, then you have to take milk. If you don't want to remain dull, then you have to take milk. Therefore, cow protection is necessary. Kisi guruksya banijam brahmakarma sabahaya. Vaishyakarma sabahaya. Those who are mercantile people, their business according to Vedic, they should krisi, agriculture. They should be engaged in agriculture and guruksha and protection of the cow. Kisi guruksha and banijam. And trade. That is three kinds of occupation. So Goroksha is the duty of the mercantile people. Because without milk and grain, how you can live very decently? That's all. Cow protects Goroksha, not Tiger Roksha. That is not mentioned. Goroksha. There are many other animals. Why that particular about go, cow? Very significant. Because unless you have sufficient milk supply, you cannot have nourishing food and you cannot develop good bread. That's what it is.
Most essential animal. That's why more respect is paid.
Prayas of Krishna, it is said, Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. Why especially the cow's name is there. And Krishna, when he was present on this planet, he remained as a cow as boy in his childhood. Give protection to the cow. So it is the essential part of civilization.
We protect all animals.
Hmm?
We protect all animals. Are you asking, did he protect all animals?
Mm-hmm.
Question is, did he protect all animals or just cows?
Yes, everyone. Jagat Bhitaya.
All
the whole world. But first preference is cow and the Brahmin. Because without Brahminical culture and sufficient supply of milk, that is not human civilization.
In watching with cattle, you think that there is nothing wrong about Radha Krishna doesn't consider it wrong to worship cow.
Krishna doesn't consider it wrong to worship the cow.
No, he personally worshiped cow.
He
showed the example.
He used to take them for grazing you.
Yes.
So the actual doctrine is you will not kill a cow.
The question was, would we kill a cow?
Yeah.
Would we kill a cow?
Who?
Would we?
We means?
The Krishna followers.
Would the devotees of Krishna kill a cow?
Who? Not devotees of Krishna kill cow.
A devotee of Krishna would not kill a cow.
No.
Really?
They would kill nobody. Krishna's devotee will not kill even an ant. But to speak of cow. Cow is most important.
Then would it be possible for if Krishna, the doctor in one hand, had a big influence, could it be possible for it to influence the government not to kill people for their mistakes, but leave them to God or leave them to Krishna?
Exactly.
Would it be possible to influence the government not to kill people for their mistakes, but to leave it to Krishna, to leave it to God, to punish those?
Well, at the present moment, no government is perfect.
But no government is allowed to kill a cow, that's a fact. Why the government kill cow?
People accept. When those very powerful government is made of people, and if they are Krishna conscious, and if they are conscious,
they will not kill cow.
They won't kill. So it will automatically stop.
No.
But Gotham should reach them.
No.
We want that. That you become all Krishna conscious and stop this transgression.
Do you think that is not kill a cow, is it accepted everywhere in India?
Mm-hmm. Is it accepted everywhere in India?
Even the government.
Well, India is also killing cow because they have degraded.
What?
They have so.
There's cow killing is going on also in India.
Mm. It's not so much.
No, they're making business, garlic.
Hmm? But in cow.
India, there was garlic. When Maharaj Parikshit was going on his tour, he saw that one man was attempting to kill a cow. He immediately took his sword. Who are you? You're trying, attempting to kill a cow in my kingdom. That was by cow protection. Why? I'm not going to keep it there in my room. That's what I said. Don't
keep it in the room there.
Yes.
All right.
The mind will surely. Even we get history during Mohammedan rule, there is no slaughter. There is no slaughter. The Mohammedans ruled over India for 800 years, but there was not a single slaughter. The slaughter was introduced by the British God.
In India.
India. The Mohammedans sometimes used to kill cow, but that is in the masjid during their Bakrid ceremony, not daily. That was very secretly. The Mohammedan king, emperor knew that it is hard the Hindu sentiment. They did not allow publicly. It was the creation of the British government to encourage. And our leaders, they are made in London. And they advocated, yes, whatever is introduced by British, it is all right.
Read the Bible, to come in the religion. Which book did Krishna read to come to his faith? Well, I guess them to the faith.
This says other religions that have their book, which book does Krishna have? Well, he thinks that Krishna dreamed of the religion, or it came to him.
What is that?
This is a moment that having a book like
that. The Quran was founded by the Bible.
Oh.
He translated the Bible. What book or what was the foundation of Krishna belief? I don't know if you can
hear.
He says that Mohammedans, they translated the Bible and then they made the Quran as the holy book.
Yeah.
From where they take their all the source of their knowledge and all this thing, inspiration. Now the people say
Krishna conscious people, from what they get their source of inspiration? From which book or...
No, where from the Bible they got their inspiration? But let me know. Okay. As you say, that the Mahavira and Quran was taken from Bible.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. You say. So when the Bible was taken?
From where the Bible was taken?
The Bible was founded by prophet. As the Quran has a history, the Bible has a history. What is that history? Where from the Bible was inspired?
Disciples called prophets of God, right from different times. Actually, the Bible was written by the Christian. They won't be Christian.
So similarly, the Quran has been taken from the Bible,
yeah.
And the Bible is from the disciples of God,
yeah.
Then what is the wrong in the Quran?
Oh, yes. No, we wanted to know whether there was... Lord Krishna, how was his faith founded? Where did he get his faith from?
Religion. The original religion is founded by God.
But what's the root of it?
God is the root of it. Because God's part and parcel have come to the material world to enjoy. So God has given that all night you have come here to enjoy. You enjoy in this way, then you will, in due course of time, you will again come back to me.
So God spoke to Lord Krishna?
Whom he spoke, that is different.
Oh, he got
this is the principle.
He says, did God speak through Lord Krishna? Did God speak through Lord Krishna?
So Lord Krishna is God himself. Not true, but he is God.
So his equal status with God. No, he is God. He is God himself. Probably the one, Krishna. Does it mean God? In Krishna, as it is said, a few minutes ago, that Krishna means all attractive. All attractive. That means that anything that is bad, anything that is attractive, that is not. Oh, it's God. God. But the other meaning also says Krishna, means black as well.
Oh,
but then Krishna has got thousands of names. You see, tells the disciples, feels God as a kid in this kind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So by that he's got those names. But Krishna, because it is
attractive.
All the meaning, you see.
So to be
that is the common name.
If now I go to my uncle, probably I would...
You can translate,
yeah.
As you see Krishna, as you feel, you can give a name.
Something good or something nice.
Yes. Am I right?
She's a Prabhupada, and I said that.
Yeah.
How is that? The question was that it was said that God has many names, but he's unlimited. So the question was, well, does it mean that one can just have any name and that is become the name of God? One can make up any name? Because
any name must have some meaning.
See how he feels about God.
Say if there is something very good, say you make a word which is... Not any name is God, but God has many names. Try to understand.
Because according to...
God is unlimited, so he has got unlimited names. But not that any name is God.
That's true.
Try to understand.
He's just like Sun.
Huh?
Say Sun, we call him, in English we call Sun. In our language we call it Surya,
somebody might be calling something else, but it is the same thing. Yeah. How one feels.
Either you call sun or surya, the object is the same. Similarly, any name which clarifies God, that is God's name. That is Krishna, all attractive. This all attractiveness is applicable to God, then it is God's name. Otherwise Krishna means black. That another meaning. But if God is not all attractive, then how he can be God?
So, if we give you any name which is attractive to mean God, that God.
Yeah.
If we give any name which is attractive.
Well, it's not attractive, but any name
which has the quality of
God.
The sunshine.
Is there a difference? But sunshine is not enough. Is there a difference between attractiveness and holiness?
Is there a difference between attractiveness and holiness?
Well, unless one is hot, holy, how can we all attract? Unholy, how can we attract it? Is a robe attractive? Is a thief attractive?
My personality is there, but not in the heart.
A thief is attractive by his personality, but not by his heart.
But he's not fully attractive.
But still, you cannot worship a thief. A thief may be attractive to a certain person, but he is not all attractive. One who is thief, he can appreciate a big thief. That is another thief. But a thief is not all attractive. Then, if somebody says, one thief is coming to your home at night, oh, he becomes a really visible one.
But Krishna can become a thief and be attractive.
Other qualities as well.
Krishna is so qualified, just like the moon. There are spots in the moon. Nobody considers about the spots. Everyone takes moon. Oh, here is moon. Nobody is considering. Ego hi dosa gunasanni pate nivajjati. Krishna has no fault. Even you take it as fault. One who has got many qualities, a little fault, even there is, it is not taken account of. Tijyosana dosaya. Just like the sun. The sun is absorbing water from seas and oceans. And he is also absorbing water from your urine. So nobody is taking account. Sun is taking water from the urine. Then it becomes purified. By sun's touch, the urine becomes purified. Even there is something faulty. By Krishna's touch, it becomes purified. That is Krishna. That's what is all about. The same example. The sun is absorbing water from the urine. Is sun polluted? Can you say, sun has taken water from the urine, that becomes polluted? Can you say that? Tejasana dosaya. Therefore, anyone who is very powerful, he has no fault. Even if you find some fault in him, there is no fault actually. But even if you think that it is fault, there is not taking it. Surya, by absorbing urine, it is making purified. that place. But if you say, oh, the sun is evaporating urine, it has become polluted. That is your softness of understanding.
Yeah.
That Surya is purifying that place. Very, very nice.
How many years is when Krishna came into this world?
How long ago did Krishna come into this world?
5,000 years.
5,000 years.
5,000. 5,000 years.
5,000 of years. So, 2,000 years.
3,000 BC.
3,000 BC. No, did Krishna, not Krishna. Krishna, attend in school or any society before he became a god?
Did Krishna attend any school or any society before he became a god?
No.
He was born.
He was god from his childhood, from his babyhood.
He was born.
Since he is born.
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
He's like Jesus.
But I don't think Jesus was Christ from the very beginning. You are giving the title when he was perfect.
Hmm?
You are giving the title Christ when he was perfect.
Lord, what about it?
When he was baptized?
Well, I do not know much about Jesus Christ.
That Lord Krishna exists now.
Now, yes. First of all, we are speaking of the philosophy of God. When you understand the philosophy of God, then you can...
Question?
Yeah.
Well, I have one, at least. Just to close. Can I have it?